All right, everyone, we are back and we are live with a special guest this time around. So we have, for everyone watching video, you see that we have Jackie Swisher. So she is one of my one-on-one clients. We've been working together since I think it was last June when you joined, and
yeah.
You've just really achieved some really incredible things over the past, however, what, 10 months now, getting close to 10 months. And I really wanted to just bring you on here and talk about your journey, talk about, you know, things you experienced even before joining the program, everything you've accomplished along this time frame. If you guys didn't know, she just kind of passed like pretty close 50 pounds over the past week, 50 pounds down, which is just like insane. I think your story and just what you tried before joining and, you know, what you experienced during the program would really resonate with a lot of people. So I wanted to bring you on here and have you kind of share your story. So first, kind of tell everybody listening or watching a little bit about yourself. I know I didn't put this in like the question list that I sent you, but tell them a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Any like fun facts about you, any fun hobbies? So go ahead and fill them all in.
All right, cool. So I currently reside near Columbus, Ohio, but I'm originally from Toledo area. So all my family's still back there. But then I met my husband in college and he is from this area. So we moved here after graduating. And then I've kind of had my little home down here now. Yeah, we've been here since 2019, so a hot minute. And it's just been fun, like, creating a whole space for myself and whatnot. Some little fun facts about me. I love roller skating, as you've seen during this movement challenge that we're doing. I feel like I was definitely born in the wrong, like, era. I'm a 90s kid, so I got a little bit of that, but I feel like I should have been in the 80s a little bit more, but it's fine. So I love roller skating. I love Legos. I'm just a nerd at heart. Love books. And, you know, the books and the Legos don't often allow me to be moving as much as I would like to. But we got a walking pad to help with that. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I guess as far as like my journey with health and nutrition, I'm the youngest of four kids. So we were all just like active in sports growing up. And like I played soccer and just kind of tried different sports here and there. And I watched, just kind of like getting into it, I guess. I watched my mom like diet here and there, and I watched my dad not so much diet, but I knew he was like conscious of his health and his weight. And I just saw them, you know, try things and fail. I mean, a house of six people, it's hard to like maintain something and continue doing sports for all four kids and being busy and all that stuff. So I didn't really have like a good representation of what nutrition and health looked like, other than like we were active and that was that. You know, and by no means, like, we did not go hungry by any means. My mom was an amazing cook, and that also might have contributed to some of the lack of nutrition. Like, her food was just always so good, so we would always just eat and eat and eat and eat. There was always something available for snacks or whatever. So then I got to college and, like, had to figure it out on my own and what eating looked like, that was like a struggle at first. I thought a McChicken and a small fry was a sustainable meal for like a whole day, and it's not. So that was definitely, the college years were a learning curve. And I definitely, it was hard too, because I lost a bunch of weight from high school into like my first 2 years of college, and everyone was complimenting me and like, oh, Jackie, you look so good, and this and this and this. And so it was like, well, maybe this is how it's supposed to be. Like, this is fine. This is how I'm supposed to live. And then slowly, like, I started gaining the weight back. And I was like, well, this now isn't working either. So it was just a whole, like, I had no idea what I was doing or what I was even attempting to do. And, you know, I stopped sports at that point. Like, I was still trying to go to the gym and do stuff on my own. But it wasn't like there was no structure and there was no no understanding of what an actual full day of nutrition looked like or workout looked like. So then I came to Columbus and started a job, and that was that. Like, that's kind of where I'm at now. Well, not now, but back then.
Yeah. So first off, just like backing up pretty far, but when you brought up like the rollerblading and the Lego stuff, I think like that type of stuff is so important for us to still do as adults. I feel like we like get so serious of having our careers or jobs. And then like, you know, when you get to the point where you have kids or a family, like everything is so just serious and like, I don't know. And I think like having those fun things that you do that kids mostly do, but you do them on your own, like rollerblading or Legos. I think it's important to like, what do they call it? Like satisfying that inner child and not like letting that die. I think it's important. But regarding your story, so it sounds like you grew up pretty like healthy, like all throughout school, as far as just like maintaining a healthy body weight, at least like you were active in sports and it seems like your weight wasn't really an issue then. And then you got to college and you were eating just kind of a lot of fast food, but you weren't eating enough, it sounds like. And even eating the fast food, you ended up losing weight, but it might not necessarily been like the healthiest way. Is that right? Is that kind of what happened, you know, leading into college?
Yeah. I wouldn't say I was like the most body confident growing up. My genetics, my genes in a way, like my mom was, she's a thick, curvaceous woman. I adapted some of that thick curvaceousness. so I wasn't, a lot of my friends were just like the twigs, like not, that's, they were just skinny, you know? And so I thought that's how I was supposed to look. So I wasn't always the most body confident, but I saw myself, and like, this is more kind of looking back, like in the moment, I didn't like the way I looked at all in high school, but I kind of think every high school kid and middle school kid like goes through that. Like, you're just a chubbier version of yourself. And then now looking back, I look at pictures and I'm like, I was healthy. I was a normal looking kid just with thicker thighs and a butt, you know? So it took some learning growing. But then that's kind of where switching into college, when I did lose a bunch of weight and I became like a skinnier, like my stomach was flatter and my arms weren't as thick. Like, that's when I started getting compliments of like, oh, Jackie, you look so good. And that's when I was like, oh, maybe this is it. This is what I'm supposed to look like. So it's definitely been an interesting journey of just self-love and understanding what my body should and should look like and how it should feel.
Got it. So you were overall growing up, you were probably at a healthy body weight, which I feel like a lot of us are growing up to an extent, maybe not all of us, but sometimes we're at a healthy body weight, but we still feel insecure with our body, with how it's shaped or maybe holding fat in certain areas versus others. And so it sounds like you had some of that going on of just like feeling a little uncomfortable in your own skin, even though you probably were a healthy body weight. But then, like you said, you lost weight going to college and were like, okay, am I supposed to be just like super thin, super skinny all the time? And you kind of had those thoughts. So then how did we get to the point where, kind of take us to the next step then, where you like kind of soon before you joined the program and you were maybe, I don't know if it was your heaviest body weight you'd ever been, but you were, you know, obviously heavier than you are now since you're pretty much down 50 pounds now. But like, how did you get to that point then from where you were when you did feel like a lot skinnier that after the first year of college?
So we're probably going to go back a little bit farther. My second year of college, my mom passed away in a car accident. So she actually passed away driving to the gym. So that in and of itself created a whole bunch of like just other issues with the gym and like reminders of X, Y, and Z. And so after that point, I still tried to eat healthy, but I stopped being like, the gym is where it's at. Like, I wanted nothing to do with the gym. If I wanted to work out, I would just like go to a park and run. And that was my version of working out. So after that, and then moving down to Columbus area, I like still kind of had that relationship, but I could feel, I could just feel myself getting bigger and not feeling the most comfortable in my own skin, and noticing that, like, at the time I lived on the third floor, like those three flights of steps were getting harder every day. So that's when I like started to kind of change my relationship with nutrition and with working out and all of that, and therapy, you know, therapy has been great. So I started going to a gym that was like kind of class oriented. So the workout was all set for me. All I had to do was show up and they would tell me what to do. And at that time, that was what I needed. And initially I did see myself lose weight again. Like I lost a whole bunch of weight. I think at that point, right before that point, that would be the heaviest I had ever been, was right before then. And then I joined a gym, lost a whole bunch of weight, did that consistently for about 2-ish years. And then I could slowly see myself creep back up because I didn't have the nutrition side figured out. And it was kind of the same workouts over and over and over again. I was getting kind of bored. And I mean, no hate to that gym at all. Like it was definitely what I needed at that time, but I outgrew it in a way. So that's when my sister-in-law, Alex, she was like, yeah, I have a dietitian and it's been great. And I've been learning so much, because she wanted to get healthy for her kids. And I was like, I want to be a good aunt. I want to show an image of myself to these girls and these my nephews as well, like of what a healthy individual looks like. So after a couple months of thinking about it and just seeing her progress, I was like, yeah, why not? Let's figure out the nutrition side of it. And that's when it really, like, the both sides clicked, like the physicality of working out and the nutrition side. That's when it all clicked together in my brain. And I was like, oh, these are more important in relation to each other than I ever realized. And just my whole relationship with nutrition and working out in general has changed drastically from, you know, basically 2017 to now. And I know what a healthy lifestyle looks like, and I can be that representation to my nieces and nephews as a curvaceous person.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate you sharing all that, Jackie, you know, especially the part about your mom. So, you know, when that happened, that obviously was extremely, extremely hard. And I know, I'm sure she's very proud of, you know, everything that you've done up to this point, and also too really proud of like the relationship with the gym that you have now too, mm-hmm. compared to, you know, what it was before. But that kind of sparked like this weight gain over time. And then you ended up joining this gym. Like you said, it was exactly what you needed at the time, seeing some results. But then those results kind of started to go away, or you started to gain the weight back because you didn't have the nutrition side of things, which I think is mm-hmm. super important to bring up, because like the workout portion of it is just one part. Like everyone says it's like 80-20 nutrition and working out. And I don't even know if I would say it's that specific percentage. Like they're both very important, but just working out and just going to the gym or just going to classes is not enough, you know, 90% of the time to actually see yeah. the results that you probably want. Like your nutrition has to be dialed in. So it sounds like that was like one piece you were missing, along with maybe the workouts, like your body adapting to the workouts, and then the workouts not adapting further to get your body to continue adapting. And that's kind of why mm-hmm. you maybe like stalled or plateaued a little bit. And then Alex, yeah, it was great working with her, and she saw a ton of success and everything. And yeah. I think she just had her baby yep. too, which is super exciting.
Shout out Alex and all of
I know. now you're aunt of three, or do you have any other nieces?
No,
and nephews?
So I have my other brother, he's got two, and then Corbin, they have there's eight altogether now, I think. I don't know. Wow. There's a lot.
Yeah. So an aunt to eighth now. Can I just share something really quickly? Because you've brought this up a couple times with the just like how you're curvaceous and stuff. Can yeah. I share? Because I pulled up your initial coaching application that you filled out back in like last June, like before you signed up.
Yeah.
And hopefully you don't mind me sharing this, but there's a question that was like, if you could look exactly or look and feel exactly how you wanted to, like 6 to 12 months from now, what would it be like? And you said, Your first sentence was, I would be toned and my curves would be popping. And I just think that's hilarious that you put that, for one, because we never even talked to each other before at that point. So it's just a funny thing to say, but also just because you keep bringing up the curvaceous point. So I just wanted to bring that up because I thought that was funny.
No, the curves definitely are popping.
Yeah. All of those hip thrusts and deadlifts, I guess.
Dude, if I can never do hip thrusts again, it'd be a great day.
You don't like them? What don't you like about them?
They hurt.
They hurt your glutes, or they hurt like other areas?
They hurt my glutes. Like, they're supposed to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're supposed to do that. And it's a good feeling.
I don't like that.
I actually like them. I don't do them that often just because the way my workouts are set up. But I do like, I like having a glute pump. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's weird to say as a man, but feels nice. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh yeah. You were working out at the gym, not really seeing the progress you wanted, even going backwards a little bit in progress. So kind of from that time point, tell me or tell us like what you were feeling before you filled out this application and joined the program, as far as how you were feeling mentally in your body, physically in your body, maybe some areas that like that you were self-conscious about or just unhappy with how things were going. Like kind of tell us like where your mindset was at as you were filling out this application.
Yeah. I was feeling good about my body. Like, I knew I was doing the healthy things of like working out and doing the physicality side of it, like I said. But I, at the same time, was like, my self-conscious area has always just been my stomach. That's where I feel like I hold weight in an awkward way. I'm just not here for it personally. I felt it like coming back in that area, and like, we are super outdoor people during the summer, so that means like wearing tank tops and bathing suits and stuff like that shows your body off more. And I just felt myself every summer getting like more and more just self-conscious about that and not feeling myself during those times. So I was like, something's gotta change. I also felt myself, like, so at the gym I was going to, they do like benchmarks, kind of, so you can see like where your progress is at, and I saw myself going backwards, and I was like, I can't run a mile as fast as I used to. I can lift more weights than I used to, but I also feel like I couldn't continuously like up the weight. I was just kind of stuck. So I was like, something's got to change. And the biggest, like, I thought about getting, you know, like a Planet Fitness membership or just like a general gym membership on my own. But I was like, I have no idea how to plan a workout and what that even looks like. Like, I know there's books out there that, you know, can give you some pointers on how to schedule your workouts and whatnot. But it just, I was like, I don't, that's not for me. I need structure. I'm a very structured person. So that's when I saw Alex, you know, she explained everything to me about what she's doing, and I saw her still eating Taco Bell and enjoying the good things in life. And I was like, I want that. So that's kind of what brought me here. But yeah, I was still feeling like confident in myself because I knew I was working out frequently, but at the same time I was like, it could be better. Like, there's still a better version of myself out there. I just don't know how to get there.
Yeah. So the Taco Bell is what really reeled you in then.
I mean, I love me some Taco Bell.
I mean, you can be honest. If the Taco Bell reeled you in, then the Taco Bell reeled you in. So kind of explain a little bit what those workouts look like, just for like everybody listening. I think it was Orange Theory you were doing, if I'm not wrong. So kind of explain, like, were they like really high intensity, more circuit based style training? Is that kind of what you're doing? How many times a week? Yeah. And were they kind of like random week to week, almost like not the same stuff that you progress on necessarily, but just like switching things up very often?
Yeah. It was Orange Theory. They're like I think they advertise themselves as like a HIIT style workout, so high intensity interval training. So we would, between there was a rower, treadmill, and then weight floor. And the weight floor was just dumbbells. So, given any type of day, you typically spend about 20 minutes on the treadmill, and then it's an hour class, so like about 20, 20, 20 in a way, because you have some warm up and cool down time as well fit in there. So, I mean, the tread blocks could be anywhere from just like pick a speed run, inclines, sprint to walk to run, like just a various intervals of running. And then the rower, kind of the same thing. You could go for meters or calories or whatever have you. And then the weight floor was there was a few like specific where we'd focus on lower body or upper body, but I would say majority of it was total body. And depending on like if you started on the tread, by the time I got to the weight floor, I was whooped. So I would try to be like gaining strength while just like still trying to breathe. So,
Right.
and even still, some of the weight floor stuff was cardio heavy. We would do burpees and jumping jacks and just kind of some high intensity stuff. So the days that I knew were just like strict weightlifting, I tried to hit. Excuse me, but I was definitely going there like, I don't know, probably 4 to 5 times a week. Some weeks were less depending on the work schedule. And I don't know, like I felt like I was consistently going and going all the time, and I just wasn't seeing the results that I knew that I could get. And I had a coach there that like we still stay in touch to this day, 'cause she, again, no hate, like she was the only coach there that was a little curvier that I could like relate to. And I was like, you have lost, like I've looked at her journey, I was like, you've lost all this weight, like teach me your ways. So I talked to her somewhat about nutrition, and she kind of jump started the knowledge of like, look, you got to look at it both ways. You got to look at your workouts and you got to look at how much you're eating, 'cause at that time I wasn't eating enough. So then I flipped it, and then I think I was eating probably a little bit too much for the amount of working out that I was doing and just calories that I was burning. And then that's when I was like, I need help. So it again, no hate on Orange Theory, like it was what I needed at that time. It's just after a while those HIIT workouts are just kind of, it's a lot over and over again, and I definitely felt my body adapting and even just kind of getting bored with the high intensity all the time.
Yeah, 100%. And I think people sometimes think I'm against cardio just because the way I like push lifting so much. And I'm
Yeah.
not against cardio, but you just have to make sure you're doing it for like the result or purpose you're trying to get out of it. Like doing a bunch of cardio, or even like, you mentioned there's some weights, but a lot of even the weight stuff that they were doing was like more high intensity, probably shorter rest periods than what you're taking now, lighter weights, still like a little bit more cardio based. Like that stuff can definitely burn calories, can definitely keep your cardiovascular, your heart like healthy. And it does stimulate, a little bit of your muscles, right? Like even just literally walking will work your leg muscles to some extent, right? And doing burpees will work those muscles to some extent. But a lot of times you can only get so much out of it when it comes to actually like changing your body shape and your composition. Like there's only so much muscle stimulation that you get from those types of workouts, and continuing to stimulate the muscle more is what causes it to keep changing. So like if you get so used to doing the burpees or doing like goblet squats with, a 30-pound dumbbell, and you're doing like 30 reps or so, like your body needs more, needs heavier weight, and it probably needs, well, it does need less reps if like sculpting your body and gaining more shape is like what you really want. So there's just limitations, right? And with lifting, there's limitations too. Like if you want to really improve your endurance and that's like your number one priority, then you probably should be doing like a little bit more cardio. Now, obviously, I think it's really important to have some lifting in there at least once a week, but probably preferably twice a week just for the benefits of having muscle, you know, especially as we age and get older, preventing falls, balance, bone mineral density, all that stuff. But like, if your main priority is endurance, then yeah, you know, you probably want to have a little bit more cardio than what you have lifting. But if your main goal is to just, you know, change your body composition, stay healthy, and you know, sculpt and get more tone, you definitely have to have like a lifting program, and not just a lifting program that has weights, but because, you know, you can do weights with like super high intensity circuit based, that's different, but a lifting program where you're taking, you know, adequate rest period in between sets, you're pushing the sets close to failure, you're not doing a ton of like junk volume where you're just like moving around like an Energizer bunny for no reason, like you're taking each set, you know, at a time and structuring it that way. So yeah, no hate at all to those types of workouts. It's just they have a different result or purpose to them versus the lifting. And people think that like doing those super high intensity circuit based training is what's going to get them the body they want. And it might be, but for a lot of people, they need more of the structured lifting that like progresses them over time. So when you filled out the application and, you know, we got on a call, talked about the program and all this stuff, and you decided to do it, were you nervous at all? Were you skeptical? Did you think maybe it wasn't going to work? Maybe Alex, like maybe you weren't that skeptical because you saw Alex, you know, seeing the results she saw, but how did you feel like in that moment when you decided to do it?
I was definitely nervous. And I think you and I talked about that too. Like I wasn't so much skeptical mainly because I saw Alex do it. And also like, I feel like you wouldn't have a job if it didn't work, you know, like, so
yeah, that's true.
I definitely was just more nervous than anything. Like I put all these resources and time into this. And I was like, if it doesn't work, like that's a lot that I'm out, you know? So I was just more nervous about being my commitment and being able to make sure that I, you know, stayed the course and stayed true. Cause I love my snacks and I didn't want to give those up and I haven't. So I just, you know, toned them down a little bit. So
really, really quickly, cause this was a really good point you brought up. It sounds like you were more nervous about yourself following through and like you wasting this commitment versus necessarily like my guidelines or the program working. Is that right? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes, I was more nervous about myself and being able to stay, like, I guess, committed in a way that, like, obviously you're an accountability partner, but you're via text, the phone call, Teams message, like, you're not physically present. And sometimes in my history, like, I need that physicality of a person to like, just look me in the eyes and be like, no, figure it out, like, you said you would do this, so you're going to do this. That's definitely how I was raised. My parents definitely sat me down and they were like, you said you'd do this, so you're going to do it. So yeah, I was definitely more nervous about myself and just, like I said, being able to stay committed, not eating all the snacks in the world that I wanted to, and, you know, figuring out what my eating relationship looked like, because I had never really had one before.
Yeah, I see. This is a struggle that I see from a lot of people who are like nervous about doing something like this or, you know, joining the program is they're afraid of it like not working. But I think a lot of it is afraid of them not following through with it, right? Because even though, like you said, you know, I'm there for accountability, I give you the tools, I give you the guidance, I tell you what to do and all this stuff, not like a drill sergeant, but like I tell you, okay, this is what you should follow this week. Like you said, I can't do the work for you. I can't show up on your doorstep and knock on your door and be like, all right, get the hell up, Jackie. Like, it's time to go to the gym, you know? So I think that's where so many people struggle. And I think that's something that unless you decide to just take the leap and jump in it anyway, you're never going to overcome it, right? Because you'll never know if it will work or not unless you kind of have skin in the game and commit to it. It's like that commitment of actually signing up is what you actually need to follow through, but people are scared of that commitment, so they don't do it, and then that causes them not to follow through. It's like the thing you're afraid of is what you need to like actually embrace the most.
Yeah, I think it definitely helped too having Alex. Like, she had gone through the program, and knew like the beginning struggles and understood where I was coming from. And it was even nice still, like when I would go up and visit them, like we would talk about what was for dinner, and she knew that, you know, maybe having Taco Bell that night wasn't the best thing, so we would try to plan something else. And her husband, my brother, like although he wasn't really a part of the program, he got secondary effects from it in a way, because whatever we chose to eat, he would eat. So it was nice to have her again as like a distant accountability partner, and also just to kind of make jokes. Like I told you the one time, we always, whenever we hang out, we're like, "Is it Joey approved?" So like we definitely made it fun, which helped a lot too, because it is like you want it to be a lifestyle and not just a 6 month program that you are a part of and then you're done and you go back to your old ways. Like I definitely, we both wanted it to be a lifestyle, her to figure out her own health issues and also to be a good representation for her kids, and then myself to be to just figure out nutrition and figure out how and what I should be eating and how my body should react and look, and then also to be a good representation for the kiddos, for when they come over and like they can see a healthy person in a healthy atmosphere with food. 'Cause I just feel like there's so much out there in the world of like what you should and should not be eating. And for the kids with like social media, especially nowadays, like it's more important than ever to be a good representation to kids of like what healthy eating looks like and what a healthy body looks like. 'Cause there's many different shapes and forms of that healthy body. You don't have to be stick skinny. You can be a little curvy. You can be a little skinny and that's healthy. Like there's so many different forms of a healthy body, and you just got to figure out what your body is supposed to look like.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that was a really good point with just like social media and how big it is now and how like how young kids are when they get access to social media now, whether it's, them getting a phone or, there's a computer they can get on or whatever. Because like if your kids are going to learn about food and their relationship with their bodies, body image and all that stuff somehow, and it's either going to be from you or back in the day, 20 or 30 years ago, it was pretty much only from you or maybe, people they see at school, like in person, but they weren't able to see all these negative messages regarding food and body image that are posted online now. So now, like you said, it's even more important for you to set a good example and really teach your kids, or nieces or nephews of like what it is to actually, treat your body in a good way, fuel it appropriately, work out for all of the right reasons, not the wrong reasons, and to just live a healthy lifestyle. And I like what you said too about it being like you wanting to approach it as a lifestyle and not just a 6 month thing. I think people get caught into, oh, this is a program I can join. I'm gonna join this program, and it's like a, I don't know how to explain it, but they have this thought, okay, 6 months, I'm committing to 6 months, but no, you're not really committing to 6 months. Whether or not you only do 6 months with me or somebody else, if it's another coach, or you do a year with me or another coach or however long, like when you decide to do something like this, you're deciding for life to live a certain lifestyle. Now, obviously, there's phases to things. Sometimes, we go into a fat loss phase where we're a little bit more structured with things and watch our calorie intake a little bit more, and then there's other times where we go on vacations or maintenance phases where we have more flexibility, but you're overall committing to changing your lifestyle long term and not just for a 6 month period. Because if you go into it with that mentality, no matter how sustainable you lose the weight, like whatever method you use, if you have that mentality of it's only 6 months that I'm trying to change my life for, you're going to gain it back either way, like whether you do it with a crash diet or in a healthy way.
I mean, I have you for like a year. I did the 6 months, and I wasn't, I saw the progress, but I was like, I know I still have more to learn. And we talked about, you know, the like continuing fat loss and then also what it potentially looks like to be more toned instead of just going back into maintenance and sustain that for the rest of my life in a way. But like looking at what it would look like to tone up, to gain more muscle mass and those kind of things. So like there was so much more that I had to learn. So Yeah, obviously I did it for a year. Alex did it for 6 months ish. And like, I don't know. I just there's so much in this year I've learned so much that I can now use. I mean, I'm only 26, so like I can use this for the rest of my life. And understand nutrition and how food affects. Like I honestly, the simple stuff of like protein, I had no idea how much protein you should be eating during a day. Like they always give you an example of a plate and they're like, this much should be your meat and then your veggies. And that's kind of what I structured it by. And I know I wasn't eating enough protein, mainly because I look at the protein I eat now and I'm like, it's almost tripled what I used to eat. So it's those small things that make a difference that you just don't know because I mean, I have a degree as a mechanic. I don't know the human body, you know? Like I just don't know. So you have to be willing to reach out to those resources of those people that have gotten the degree to figure out nutrition and stuff like that so they can teach you as well to live your best life.
Right. And like, I have a degree in nutrition, but what did you say your degree was in?
I a degree in auto mechanics,
That's what I
so I know
thought.
how
And
like
like that I would have no idea what to do. Like, I'm awful with cars. Like it, like I know there, it's like a stereotypical thing sometimes for like guys to be good with cars and stuff, but like I know basic stuff, but like if like I always laugh when like there's something going wrong and like people are looking under the hood and I'm like I would have no idea like what I'm even looking at if something was wrong, unless it was like super obvious. But so yeah, it's important to like look for these people who, specialize in these areas, because we can't know everything there is to know with at least without being taught it like the right way. Like, to try to learn it all on your own would take, I mean, years. Like, it took me years to learn it, all on my own. So kind of tell them where you're at now. Like, I know I already kind of mentioned that you're down. Technically, I mean, weight fluctuations, not quite 50 pounds now, but like you pretty much crossed 50 pounds like a few days ago. So kind of tell them where you're at now, and also share like anything else, like as far as like how much, like what your confidence level is like now, how you feel in the gym versus when you started, maybe even like different like clothes you feel better wearing now versus then, or just whatever, like any kind of wins you feel like you've experienced.
I mean, I definitely feel more confident in my body. Just, I mean, essentially 50 pounds down, like that's a whole lot of weight just gone. And I mean, you and I talked the other day. I ran for the first time in a while, and it felt so much easier and lighter. And you said to get a weighted vest, and you said that on our the one-on-one, and I literally laughed and said, I'm not doing that. Just,
Well,
I don't want it back, you know?
I didn't
No,
mean
I got your
literally,
point.
but yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things like I know it was like hypothetical and whatnot, but it was like I wanted that to be gone. Like I didn't want that back. Just it was a whole different version of Jackie that I don't really want to see ever again. And there was nothing wrong with her. It was just different times and different mental space, you know? So definitely more confident. I overall, like again, I'm excited for the summer just to feel more confident in the tank tops and the bathing suits and whatnot. And I have lots of tattoos that I'm just excited to show off again. You know, like it's fun in that aspect to look at it. And as far as just like overall, I guess nutrition in a way, like I'm still having the snacks. I'm still having some alcohol. It's obviously way decreased than what where I was, but I'm still doing the things that I enjoy and I'm eating the foods that I enjoy just in a different capacity. And I think that's still testament to like understanding nutrition. Like it doesn't have to be an all or nothing. And again, you and I have talked about this all the time. I'm one of those like I'm either 100% for this day, or like if I start the day off bad, then the whole day is down the drain. Like I'm an all or nothing type person. So I have to understand that like if I start the day off bad, that's fine. I have the whole rest of the day to be good in a way, or like to make better choices, to go to the gym, to get my steps in. And even framing it of like, I have a calorie, a step, and a water goal. Well, say I don't hit my calorie and step goal, I hit my water goal. Like, that's still a goal that I hit for the day. Because not every day is perfect. It's not going to be perfect. You still have those off days. I still struggle with depression, anxiety. So some days those feelings are more intense than usual, and just going to the gym seems like an insurmountable task that I can't climb, or I can't complete. So just having a little bit of grace with yourself and understanding that every day is not going to be perfect, but having more consistency and more better days than bad days, or I don't like using the terms good and bad, because every day is a day. You make choices in your nutrition and in your lifestyle, and they're just choices that you made, and you have to live with those consequences. And sometimes the choices are more beneficial than others, but at the end of the day, like, having more beneficial choices in the long run are going to suit you better than, having just months of bad. And there I used the bad again. But like, it's, I don't know, it just overall, I'm excited for the future. Like, I still have a certain number that I want to hit on the scale, and that honestly wasn't my initial goal. Like, my initial goal with signing up with you is to understand nutrition, and that I feel like I've accomplished that pretty well. Now, there's, like I said before, there's some things that I maybe want to dive into, like what it would look like to tone, like what your calories would look like to do more of a toner, a toning than a fat loss or a maintenance, But I don't know, I'm excited to continue the habits that I've created and just the knowledge that I now have versus what I had beforehand.
Yeah, no, I love all that. And yeah, it's crazy that like you don't realize just how maybe like tired or worn down you might feel until you do like lose that big chunk of weight. And then thinking about wearing that like weighted suit or weighted vest of 50 pounds and doing the same thing, it's like I would never want to do that, right? And you said you hadn't ran in so long, and like because we've been doing mostly just like lifting and that doing strength training 4 days a week, sometimes even 3 days a week, depending on what's going on, and just like building up that strength and building up even like a little bit of endurance from the higher reps, which I know you love those weeks probably, but like just building that up. Even makes your runs so much easier, just because you're overall in better shape. And I think, like, you talked a lot about the good and bad decisions and things, and you were like tripping up because I know you don't think in that way, but you didn't know how to describe it, right? And this is how I like to describe that, is like when it comes to nutrition and working out, there are no good and bad decisions or actions. There's only actions that either align with the goal you're trying to achieve or they don't align with the goal you're trying to achieve. So like if your goal is to, lose body fat, get more tone, build muscle and make that type of progress, then the actions that align with that are, hitting your calories, your protein, getting your walks in, your steps, your workouts right. But if your goal or priority is to maybe like not make progress and maybe just maintain for a few days or a week because of stuff going on, which is okay to make that active choice of, I just want to maintain for now. Like maybe you're not hitting all of those variables necessarily all the time. And, sometimes your goal is to maybe even like gain weight, if you're somebody who's underweight and needs to gain weight, and maybe hitting 10,000 steps actually is something that you maybe shouldn't do. Maybe you should hit like 7,000 just for general health, but not overdo it and overburn calories. So for you, hitting 7,000 steps actually aligns with that goal more versus if your goal was fat loss, maybe hitting 10,000 aligns with that. So like it's just about what decisions you're making. Do they align with the progress or the result you're trying to achieve? If not, it's not bad if you make decisions that don't align with it. They're just misaligned. And if you want to then, get that progress, then you have to just change that direction and actually start making those actions that do align with it. So that's kind of how I like to describe it or view it. Because like you said, there is no good or bad decisions. Like you're not a bad person for going to the gym twice instead of four times during a week, those actions just might not align with like that, the specific goal you have at the time. So tell me or tell us, you know, what was there anything that surprised you or about the program that like you either learned or you experienced that you just didn't quite expect the program to include this or talk about this, or I don't know, just anything like that you found surprising about the experience?
I think probably just like the overall progress that I made. And again, you and I have talked about this a lot. Like I was losing, and I don't know exactly how much weight, but I like more than average weight per week. And so then when I started slowing down, I was like, Joey, what's going on? It's not working like it used to. And you were like, well, Jackie, you, for whatever reason, have consistently lost more weight than an average person. And so that was like, oh, cool. That was definitely like a learning curve again of like, it was a couple months that I was losing, you know, at a faster rate than average. And if I'm misspeaking, like obviously correct me. But then, you know, my progress slowed down a little bit. I was still making progress. It just wasn't at the rate that I was used to. And so then I had to adjust again and learn what that looked like. And there's still some days where I was like, man, wish I could go back to the good old days. just because I, you know, you want to get there so fast. At least I do. Like I'm very goal oriented. So like I want to reach my goals as fast as possible. And you just have to give it time. But with that, like, just you being available, not 24/7, but like I knew if I sent you a message, you would get back to me within the next day with an answer, with an encouraging message, or just something that continued to make me motivated or get me motivated. And also on the flip side of that, like having those bad weeks, like when it end of last year, when it started turning towards winter, like the seasonal depression hit hard, and we talked. I was like, dude, this is a lot. So we took a week off, and I think I don't know if I kept logging, or maybe I just took took a hiatus in a way of just a week of not logging, not doing anything. And that did so much for my mental health. So, I mean, going back to like our previous conversation, going to the gym isn't a good or bad choice. It's a choice in not going to the gym. Maybe not allow you to reach your physical goal, but it might allow you to reach your mental goal for the week of like maintaining that mental stability if the gym isn't some place where you find the most peace. So there was always there was learning a lot with that of like balancing the two, the physicality and the mental side of it. That like you were so cool with that. Not that you're a drill sergeant, but I was just like, wow, there are so many times I sent messages of like, oh, he's going to be so mad. And you were just like, yeah, that's cool. You're fine. And I don't know why I thought that. I think it's just because like, if I were me and I was the one receiving that message, like I'm a lot harder on myself than anybody else could be. And so for whatever reason, I thought that. And every time you were just like, no, we'll take a break, like rest up on the mental side. Like it's fine. And obviously had those talks of like, yeah, you may not, you know, reach X number this week or make X amount of progress this week, but you're still making progress in a way. So I guess you were the deciding or the surprising factor in a way. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I love both of those, like, or all three or however many answers you just gave, but like the first part, right, about the rate of weight loss that you were seeing in the beginning, right? And I talked about this a little bit on like the Facebook Live I did yesterday, actually, about like what's a healthy rate of weight loss, but usually it's 0.5 to 1% of your body weight per week. And usually it's more so on the 0.5. Like if you get up to 1% of your body weight per week, you're losing. For most people, that's actually like too quick to really be that sustainable. But you were losing on like the high end of close to that, like 1% pretty consistently for the first, like, I don't know, however many months. And normally you don't see somebody's body weight just like continuously trend down pretty much every week or even like almost every day like you were. Like that's something you don't typically see. But you were experiencing that the first few months. So then when you started to experience those like normal fluctuations that most people see, you were like freaking out. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
You were kind of not an anomaly in the beginning, but you definitely were losing at a like far more consistent rate than what most people do because you were on that like high end of 1% per week and it was steadily trending down. Then when you started dealing with those normal fluctuations, it was like, you know, an eye opener of what like actual progress usually looks like, which is a big misconception that people have is just from like, you know, all these like, I don't know, bullshit programs that have you crash diet, that have you lose, oh, this person lost 5 pounds this week, or this person lost 15 pounds in 3 weeks. Like that stuff is not sustainable. And all of that weight, if not, or most of it, if not all of it, is just like water weight loss from you just really depleting your whole entire body, whether it's a detox, whether it's doing low carb or no carb, like all that stuff flushes your body out of water weight, not necessarily a lot of fat loss. So that's why you gain it so back or gain it back so quickly afterwards. So I think that was good for you to like learn, you know, what sustainable, you know, weight loss actually looks like. But I love that you brought up the point about just, I guess, giving me props. I mean, that's nice to hear, but no, but seriously, like I think people join a program like this and they do it or they think about joining, but they're afraid of being like left alone or like left in the dust or like signing up and not getting the attention they need or not getting the support that they need and all that. And I get, cause there's a lot of shitty coaches out there. There's a lot of shitty programs out there that say, hey, this is one-on-one coaching, but it's like a robot responding to you. And like, you don't hit your goals 1 week and you include all this detail in your check-in form about like what's going wrong. And then the response is just do better. You just gotta like, you know, be more disciplined or whatever. And like, that's not how you actually work with an actual human to get them to work through these things. And so I'm glad that like that was, I guess, like, I don't know if I would say I'm glad it was surprising because I don't want you to expect to get like template responses and stuff, but I'm glad that that was a big part of your journey and really helped. And also the point about, you know, you were struggling with your mental health over like the winter and you know, you weren't able to necessarily hit the gym all the days of the week that we had planned, hit your steps every day, or even like track your food every day that we were planning on doing it. And I think this is also, I think kind of comes with that mentality that we talked about before of someone signing up for a 6 month program. They're like, I got to like do everything in the 6 months. And then I'm going to be done, where they freak out if they have to have a week or two where they're not perfect with these variables because they're like, oh, that's a week or two that's wasted out of the 6 months. And they're approaching it with just this like strict timeline or deadline that they have to like do all these things by. But that's not how life works. Like life is going to throw you curveballs. Life's going to, you're going to have situations that pop up that where you need to take a step away maybe from the nutrition and fitness side of things, at least focusing on it completely and give your mental health a break. And, you know, I'm glad that you felt, I'm glad you felt comfortable like sharing that with me, obviously, like that you were dealing with that and like expressing that. But I'm really glad that, you know, my approach really helped because I think, like I said, there's a lot of bad coaches out there or programs that would be like, well, if you don't put in the work, you're not going to see the results or whatever, which is true. Like you need to put in the work to see the results, but there's a time and place to put your physical health in the forefront. And then there's also a time and place to make sure you're putting your mental health in the forefront too. So having that balance and having a coach who's going to tell you that's okay is super important because you're going to be your own worst critic. You're going to be harder on yourself than anybody else, like you said. So I'm just really glad that, you know, you had those experiences with those things.
Yeah. I mean, everything you said like resonated. I definitely was like, oh, at that time I was like, I have 6 months with Joey. Like I have to make every week count. And it just got to the point where I was like, I can't sustain this. And I would look back at my original goals and be like, maintain a healthy lifestyle. And I'm like, well, part of my lifestyle is struggling with seasonal depression and depression in general. So in order for me to maintain a healthy lifestyle, I have to understand that there's going to be days or weeks where I don't log or I maybe don't hit certain calorie or protein goals, but I'm still eating generally healthy. You know, like you gotta, like you said, you gotta balance both mental and physical, because that's a whole lifestyle, which I think is, again, my intent of joining the program was just to understand and maintain a healthy lifestyle versus, you know, losing X amount of pounds in X amount of time.
Yeah, and I think
an added bonus.
Right. And I think it was really important that you were in the program during that time too, because I think mm-hmm. people also approach it with, like, let's say if you were thinking about signing up, but a month or two later, winter was coming and you knew you weren't going to be in the headspace to focus on your nutrition and fitness. So you're like, you know what? I'm going to wait until the new year because I don't really do well in the winter with my nutrition and workouts. So I'm going to wait till the new year to sign up and get through that period. Or maybe it's like the summer coming up and somebody knows they travel a lot in the summer or whatever. And they're like, it's going to be harder for me to stick with the program then. So I'm going to wait till after the summer, which is fine. Like you can make whatever decision you want. But I think it helps so much being in the program during those hard moments that it is really hard to stick with your goals, because then you learn how to manage those things, manage how to maybe still get some steps or still get some workouts in or still make some good nutrition choices. Or you learn how to like balance it on the mental side of like psychologically being okay with not doing everything perfectly. So that's why I love, like, I have a 6-month commitment with my program, but I think at least being in it for a year is so helpful, because then you can learn how to navigate all those seasons that you typically go through in a year with all of this stuff. So really quickly, I know we're kind of coming up on an hour, but what are some ways that the program maybe has affected other areas of your life versus just like health-wise, like mentality, mindset? I know we talked a lot, but just like wrapping up, like what would you say were the biggest areas it was maybe affected?
I mean, honestly, just like overall health in a way. I have a different relationship with going to the doctor now, because I used to be told all the time, well, you're obese, like because they would look at the BMI chart. And again, there's nothing wrong. Well, there's some things wrong with the BMI chart, but like they would look at that chart and they would just tell me, oh, you need to lose weight, you need to do X, Y, Z. Well, then when I got my last physical done, like yearly physical, he was like, oh, you did lose some weight. He's like, you still have some more to lose, in my opinion, but it's probably better that you lost it over this long period of time than did a crash diet where you lost all this weight at once, because you will most likely maintain it. So just relationships with doctors have definitely changed. I'm still not a fan of going to the doctor, but it's not as like as a menial, or not menial, but just like a daunting task that I have to do. Relationship with shopping and clothes has definitely changed. Like I used to not really want to go out clothes shopping because I didn't know. I mean, I still don't know what size I am, but it's like a fun way of not knowing what size I am. So like I didn't used to want to get new clothes or look a certain way. And I would honestly buy bigger clothes because I didn't want my body to show through those clothes. I feel like at work, I've been more confident with I work in a male dominated industry. So I feel like I used to just put on this facade of being confident, but now I feel myself like, yes, I am confident. And I actually believe it this time. And I don't know, it's affected. I mean, I could keep going, but it's like a full 360 view. Like just even walking my dog in the neighborhood, shout out Linda. Like I used to like pass people in the neighborhood and I would be like, oh, they probably think I'm like working really hard to get exercise and like I'm this overweight person. And like obviously no one thinks that. No one looks at you and is like, oh man, they need to take care of their health. Like no one thinks like that. But it's just those negative thoughts. And now I walk Linda and I'm just like, me and Linda are going on a walk and it's a great time. And I don't know, it's just overall, I wake up in the morning, less aches and pains. Like, I don't know, again, I could keep going, but it's just a full around 360 of just feeling better, excited about life and approaching each day with like a newfound confidence and just excitement for what the day is going to bring.
Yeah, no, I love all that. And I think a big thing is people being self-conscious and that thought kind of like lingering in their heads with like everything they do, even like little things like going on a walk with their dog, right? And or going to the grocery store or trying on clothes. And it's just like you feel so much lighter, not like physically, but like mentally, not having those thoughts, always hovering around when you do those little things. So it's really, really cool to hear. So kind of last question, I guess. What would you say? I know we talked a little bit about this, but kind of to wrap up, what would you say to somebody who like is, maybe thinking about doing this, taking this leap, but they're just on the fence?
I would say, I mean, first of all, I would say do it, just because it's so beneficial, again, for a whole healthy lifestyle. You commit for 6 months or a year, however long you want to commit, but then you have the whole rest of your life to apply these skills. So it may be daunting and intimidating at first, all of the resources that you're giving of yourself to commit to this program, but like again, it's gonna benefit you for the whole entire year. And then on the flip side, like once you commit to the program, like you have to commit. Like you have to want it. You have to log your food. I know it's annoying, but you have to do it. It'll help you. Like logging the food was not the probably the worst part for me to start, just because it felt so unnatural, like to just sit there and be like, I had green beans today, and I had some chicken, and I had some chips, like it felt so weird. But it's worth it. You have to want it, and you have to commit to it, and you also have to give yourself grace. I feel like that would be the last thing I would say is give yourself grace. Understand that every day is not going to be perfect. But even still, you're doing things to benefit your lifestyle in the long run and to better yourself in the long run. So, recap, do it because it's fun. Commit to it, like actually do it. And then grace, like give yourself some grace on the tasks of every day.
Yeah, no, I love all that. And yeah, like we talked about before, you have to like if you don't put in the work, like nothing's going to work for you, right? I can't snap my fingers and have the weight come off. So you have to do the things, but realizing that you don't have to do the things perfectly 100% of the time for you to see results, and also too, like mentally being okay with not 100% doing everything all the time and being okay with your results being a little bit slower because of that, because it's a lifestyle that you're building at the same time versus just this result without the lifestyle like foundation behind it. So thank you so much for coming on here and talking with me,
Yeah.
Jackie. It was fun. I feel like we could have talked for a lot longer actually too,
Yeah.
just like going
This
back
is
and
fun.
forth with this stuff. So yeah, really appreciate you. It's been awesome to see you just like all your progress physically, but also just like the growth mentally with everything too. And definitely looking forward to just seeing, what all you continue to accomplish too along the way. So
Same.
thanks so much everyone for listening, and I will see you guys in the next one then.